Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from the below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Yeah.
Come what may, you're worthy
for. All we are.
All we are is glory.
We'll bless you now. your crown before you. We give it all to you. For worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
We give it all to you.
Hey. We give it all to you. Yeah. We give it all to you.
We give it all to you.
You have your way.
You alone deserve my
The end You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, "Whom shall I say has sent me?" The Lord said to the great lawgiver, "You tell them I am that I am has sent you." And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
Shepherd boy, sheep
fire.
In the fire.
You were the fourth man. And the cloud by day.
Oh, yeah.
A fire by night for your little children.
Amen.
To lead the way.
How many times has it been that for you?
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won this victory. I'll take it one more time.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you. In the name of Jesus, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are entering into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let us begin to praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Thank you for this wonderful and blessed day, O God. We thank you for your goodness and your grace and your love and your mercy in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for family and friends, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, our children, our grandchildren, our parents, O God, that are alive, those that are connected to us, we thank you, Lord. We praise you for siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that we have a place to stay. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for food and clothing, O God. Thank you that we have the basic necessity in the name of Jesus, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Nissi. You are the banner over us. The banner over us is your love, O God. We thank you for your love resting upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, O God. We thank you, Lord, for healing us spiritually, emotionally, mentally, O God. Heal our spirit, our souls, and our bodies. We thank you, Father God, for your healing. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, release the blood, oh God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We come against incident and accidents. We thank you for protection. We thank you for keeping us in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you, oh God, we bless your name. We thank you for supernatural protection over our lives, over the life of our children. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for watching them, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for shielding us with your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you, oh Lord. We thank you for the gift of salvation that you give to us so freely. We thank you, Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Lord, thank you for healing relationships. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for turning things around in our favor. Thank you, oh God, for breaking every chain, every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And, Lord, we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. We pray for mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Mercy for our families. Mercy for our children. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O Lord. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy, O Lord. Mercy, O God. We cry out for mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus to wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the network, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf, O God. Oh, Father God, we claim all the breakthroughs, the healings, the deliverance, the restoration in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. The blood, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We release the blood of Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. We pray for divine angelic assistance to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, O God. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at another time, O God. Father God, do something new in their lives as they have taken the time to come into your presence, O God. Give them the desires of their heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, hear their prayers. Answer their prayers, O God. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in them, O God. I pray for healing, healing, healing. I release the blood of Jesus to anyone under the sound of my voice that is not well. We release the healing anointing. Release the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We bless your name, Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and enforcing your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels guide us and protect us in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Father, as I bring your word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. I decrease and let Jesus increase. We thank you for understanding and revelation of your word. We give you glory and honor, O God. We thank you for activation, O God, and manifestation of the word, O God. In the name of Jesus, be glorified, be magnified. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Matthew 9:27-31. And as Jesus passed by from thence, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Have mercy on us, thy son of David." And when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him and said and Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, "Yet no man knew it, but they went forth and spread about his fame in all that land." Many times we sick and we so complacent about it. We're depending on the medicines, the doctors, which is okay. I'm not putting medicines and doctor off. But there are times you need to get into your closet, your prayer closet, and begin to cry out to the Lord for mercy. You see what the blind man said? He said, these two blind men said, have mercy. Sometimes when you tell people, pray for mercy, but I haven't done anything. Yes, you know, your thoughts sometimes is not right. So when you really want to come in the presence of the Lord, you cry out, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. The Bible says they cry out, they yell. They yell, have mercy. Did any stop? They follow Jesus. Where Jesus is not yet in the physical, but you can follow him relentlessly until he does what you want him to do. They followed him. They didn't care. They followed him. They were persistent. They yelled, took that opportunity, regardless of anything. They yelled above the crowd, and Jesus heard them, and then they followed him. They pursued after him. They followed him. Oh, I don't know who am I speaking to. Sometimes you are giving up too early. The doctor gave prognosis. Doctor said this. No, don't give up. Be persistent. Bring a prayer life. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Oh, pray. Be cry out to him. They are asking for mercy, 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 mercy. Do not give up. Do not give up. The devil wants you to be upset and give up, but begin to cry for mercy, mercy. Pursue him. Lord, I'm not going to let you go. Be like Jacob. Jacob fall. The angel said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. You're going to have radical faith. God, I'm not going to let you go until you cook this, until you do this, until you do that. Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you heal. I'm not going to let you go until you set my son free. I'm not going to let you go. Stop giving up on God. Be persistent. I will pray about it. If I got to pray in the morning, I will pray in the morning. In the afternoon, I will pray. In the evening, I will pray. In the night, I will pray. I will pray. I will not let you go. And you continue. You cry out, Lord, hear me. Hear me. Look at what is going on in my life. Begin to cry out. Cry out to the Lord. Don't let him go. Don't let him go. Jesus, cry out. Cry out. Cry out to the Lord. Thy son of David, have mercy upon me. When you pray this week, thy son of David, have mercy upon me. Thy son of David, deliver me. Thy son of David. Cry out. Cry out to the Lord. Be persistent. Then follow him. Follow him. The woman that had the issue of blood, she pressed towards the crowd. Now you see the blind man. They follow him. They came to him. And even when Jesus went into the house, they follow him. They were persistent. You know, you got to say, today, I'm going to get healed. Today, I'm going to get delivered. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of what is going on in my life, in my body, in the name of Jesus. I'm taking possession over my body in the name of Jesus. I'm going to use the word of God. That's what you need to do. Satan be messing with your body so much. You need to take possession of your body and begin to pray with authority in Christ. Lay hands on yourself. Pray. Take authority over your body. Take authority over your headache. Take authority over your breath. Take authority over your body. If your foot ever hurt it, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You command the foot to come into alignment with the word of God. You command to the things to come. You command things to come into the alignment of the word. Whether it's anything that is in, if it's not in alignment, you begin to pray and call those things forth. Call those things forth. Take authority. Take authority in Christ. He said, greater things you shall do in his name. The blind man was persistent until Jesus asked him, believe ye that I'm able to do this? Do you believe Jesus can heal you? Because it seems like people don't get the fullness because of their unbelief. He asked and he said, do you believe this? Do you believe that this is Matthew 9:27? Do you believe this? He said, yes, I believe. Do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that Jesus is able to resolve your problems, your situation? Do you believe it? They said unto him, yes, Lord. Touch the eye, saying, according to your faith. So let it be done. He touched the eye. Now, if they didn't have faith, their eyes would have not been opened. But you can see they have faith and they trusted Jesus because they pursued after him until Jesus healed them. That's how we need to pursue Jesus until we get healed, set free, delivered, until we got become poor. Oh God. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Well, don't listen to the doctor's report. But be persistent. God, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm not letting you go until you heal me. Lord, I'm not letting you go. I will be persistent. Push, push through your crowd, push through your feelings, push through your emotion. I'm not letting you go until you set my son free. I'm not letting you go, oh Lord, until you give me this job that I need. I'm not letting you go, oh God. Be persistent. Pursue him with all your heart, with all your soul and mind. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Pray, believe, 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 pray, believe. Pray. Because when you are persistent, God sees your faith and trust that you have in him. And so their eyes were open. Jesus said, be it done according to your faith. So you can't be persistent or you pray, but you don't believe he will heal you. Do you believe that he can heal you? Do you believe that he can heal you? Do you believe that he can do this thing for you? Do you believe? Because if you pray and you don't believe, it won't happen. But you have to have faith and believe. The Bible says, and their eyes were open right away. Their eyes were open. Why? They were persistent. They followed Jesus. They believed. Persistent. They wanted that miracle. They were tired of being blind. They wanted it. They cried out to him. Let me go in order. They cried out to him. They didn't waste that opportunity. Last night I was on the radio. And only I think Pastor Young and one or two people gave prayer requests. And Jesus was right there. Jesus was right there. But people, I don't know why nobody was hardly pressing one, and the Spirit of the Lord was right there. That's why don't let us miss our opportunities in Christ. They cried out, the two blind men, they were persistent, crying out, yelling above the crowd, following Jesus. And then they believed Jesus, and healing took place. Hallelujah, they were made whole. Well, my sisters and brothers, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm saying to you, cry out, be persistent. Follow Jesus. Have faith. Amen? In the name of Jesus. And pretty soon, you will say your testimony. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Reverend Boyd, I would ask Reverend Boyd to just do the closing prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. As we pray, open your hearts, open your minds, knowing that we have a Father that can do anything. All we have to do is play our part so that that relationship can be established and bonded and that we believe. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, how great thou art. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are and continue to be in our lives. We thank you, Father, for giving us opportunities like right now as we have assembled this morning, seeking your face, purposing ourselves to come before you to hear your word. Let your word, Lord, be spoken over your children this morning, that they can understand that it's only through grace that faith can even be established or worked. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving us all that we have in times of peril, in times of bad health, in times of need. We thank you, Lord, for enlightening us, giving us the understanding that we know that we can trust in you. We can trust your word. We can trust your works. We thank you, Lord, for scripture. Scripture giving us enlightenment as to things that have happened that we can stand on and read on and know about, that in a lot of ways we can turn. Oh, Father God, we thank you for providing all the tools and the means and ways by which we can come to a better understanding, that we can increase our faith. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to pray, how to hold on, how to persevere through hard times, through dark times, that sometimes we don't even understand if we're going through these trials and tribulations as tests to see if we do have that desire, if we do believe, no matter how long it takes, whatever period of time, but just knowing that we are anchored in you, that we are part of you, and we believe the word, that the word is a true reflection of you. Oh, Father God, we come in repentance this morning, repenting, Lord, that moments and times when we turn things to ourselves to do and just don't have that immediate belief that things would turn for us and we take the turn for the worse. We get in situations that we should not be in had we just believed, had we just cultivated our faith to be strengthened through your grace. Oh, Father, we just repent. We repent. We repent. For each time we go off course, for each time we go in a misdirected path, we go further and further away, decreasing our faith, decreasing what desires that should motivate us in every way to believe. But Lord God, we thank you that you are a forgiving Father, and we know that with true hearts this morning, words coming from our mouths this morning, our minds meditating on the word this morning, that we truthfully and wholesomely repent, asking you for mercy this morning, asking you for forgiveness this morning, for the times that we turn our backs and felt that I, me, and my could cure that situation. We just bless your name this morning, Lord. We thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for that motivation this morning. We thank you for the eyes being open, not only in Matthew, the verse that was read this morning, but in our lives, for our eyes to be open, open in a way that our knowledge turns to wisdom, open in ways that we can now elevate ourselves from the physical into the spiritual. Open our spiritual eyes, O Lord. With those eyes, we can see much further, because then we go into deep revelations. We go into the depthness of what the grace covers, that we know, Lord, that we can hold on to your truth and your promises. So, Father God, as we are here this morning, we ask for your extended blessings over us and the seeds of our seeds of our seeds. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, the blood that is always alive, the blood that covers, the blood that heals, the blood that gives us more to go on. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There is no one like him. Hallelujah. Let us say the Lord's prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you.